release our fingers from fists of hostility and allow the pure air to cool our palms. When we come to it, when the curtain falls.
A brave and startling truth, as read by the great poet Maya Angelou. We'll be talking about her in the second hour of this program today and remembering her with an interesting panel that includes the great poet Afa Michael Weaver, who will be joining us to remember him and also here to have a Smiley's Remembrances of Maya Angelou and talk about her significance, but that is in the second hour. We are starting our program off today. Before we get to our day in history, we'll let you know what's coming up. We're going to be talking about race and National Public Radio, but let's first get to our day in history and see what happened on this day of May the 29th. On this day in history, a number of things did happen. In 1733, an interesting thing took place. The Canadians said it was okay, still under British rule, to keep slaves in Canada who were Indians. So they decided that Native Americans were right for slavery in Canada on this day in 1733. On this day in 1851, which we'll celebrate tomorrow with a very special program, Sojourner Truth delivered her famous Ain't I a Woman speech, the Ohio Women's Rights Convention, and we'll be celebrating that day tomorrow here on that speech tomorrow on this program. This is the day that Andrew Johnson, who was vice president under Abraham Lincoln, the pro-slavery vice president under Abraham Lincoln, who in 1865 announced the program of Reconstruction that would not include guaranteed black suffrage. This is the day in 1886, as you sip on your Coca-Cola, that the first ad for Coca-Cola was placed in the Atlanta Journal in 1886. And those days actually included some things that people liked to get them addicted to it. The Coke was real in Coca-Cola. This is the day in 1919 that Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity was tested and confirmed by other physicists. In 1932, a group of men, an interracial group of men, went to Washington, D.C., the Bonus Marchers, Bonus Army, 20,000 World War I veterans demanding money now to take care of themselves in 1932. We'll talk more about that later in day in history, in the next couple of days, to talk about what happened in that day. This was the day in 1988 that Ronald Reagan met with Gorbachev, finally began the negotiations that really led to the downfall of the Soviet Union. And it was this day in 1996, the United Farm Workers reached an agreement with Bruce Church Incorporated, a contract for 450 lettuce harvesters, ending a 17-year boycott. It raised wages, provided health care, and did more. But there was a boycott and semi-strike that happened over this long period of time, ended on this day in 1996. And there were some births on this day we can just remember very quickly. The iconic President John F. Kennedy was born on this day, the 35th President of the United States. On this day in 1892, Baha'u'llah passed away. He was the founder of the Baha'i faith, a faith based on the teachings of all religions and of peace and nonviolence. So that is this day in history, and you can see more on this day in history, May the 29th, by going to steinershow.org. And, of course, during the course of this entire program, we'll be playing the music that was made famous on this day, or people were born and died on this day who produced that music. And we are going now to break with Stone Cold Dead in the Market by the great Maya Angelou. She was a calypso singer in 1957, her one album. We leave us with that. Come right back with a conversation about race and NPR.
His family, they're looking for to kill me. His family, they're looking for to kill me. His family, they're promising to kill me. But if I kill him, he had it coming. So he is stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold.